This morning we're talking about knees.
We are. Most of us, if we're fortunate enough, have a couple of them.
Yep.
And they're pretty actually remarkable. I mean, it's just a stick on top of another main stick with a stick beside it sort of thing. And because of that, it becomes quite intricate with different types of cartilage and something called fibrocartilage, which is another name for meniscus. A lot of people are familiar with a torn meniscus, as well as some really ingenious ligaments like the anterior, which means the front and posterior, the back cruciate, which just means the front and the back of the cross ligaments, and ones on the side. We do a lot with them through our years, and so some things can go astray. When we're kids, it's really interesting because when we have a growth spurt, our bones grow first, and it takes about 6 months for our muscles to catch up. And because of that, the muscle-tendon complex can get quite tight. And as a result of that, there can be a lot of forces go through that more than if it was a bit more relaxed. And as a result of that, people can get muscle problems and tendon, but what they can also get is at the site where the bone attaches, it starts to pull on there because more forces are going through there. Typically, it's not a big drama in the sense that, you know, your body's going to respond to that increased force by putting more bone down to be able to cope with the increased force. But when you're a kid that's growing, this can mean a condition called Osgood-Schlatter's. They put disease on the end of it, probably because Osgood and Dr. Schlatter both thought that would be good to call it a disease. But really, it's, you know, it's a consequence of being a physically active kid that's growing. And so when they start to get the pain that's below their kneecap there on the upper part of their shin, then you want to get them in because you really have to look at the volume of activity. And this is where me being a sports therapist, you know, being able to guide on how to modify so you can keep them as active and happy as possible while being comfortable, while they go through that growth spurt and the next one until they're all growed. Speaking of being active, sports is obviously going to be a cause of injuries for people. And the more we're looking at stopping and starting, like and jumping up and landing on one foot per se, volleyball, basketball, any other sports that I've missed that way, or obviously contact sport, if you get hit from the one side or back or front of the knee, then that can tear some of the ligaments, those important ligaments, and I think a lot of people are familiar with the anterior cruciate ligament. It's interesting, it's shown that replacing it when it's torn doesn't necessarily mean better function down the line. So you always want to see, you know, give yourself a good chance to heal and see if it's actually a problem. I remember one of my football players, and this was university football, it's highly competitive, and he completely tore it, and it was, you know, it was very loose. This isn't going to be good. He was back on the field in a couple of days and hasn't bothered him. So, but if you find the knees unstable, giving way, giving out, repeatedly swelling because of it, that's the indication to see your orthopedic surgeon and look at some of the ingenious ways they can make grafts and replace that ligament for you. And then our older years, arthritis of the knee, it's very, very, very common. And in fact, if I x-rayed a whole bunch of people that were in their 50s and 60s that had no knee pain, I would see age-related changes of osteoarthritis in their knee. So when we do x-rays as doctors, we're not necessarily saying, hey, is this arthritis or not? I just want to make sure it's not some weird bone disease or a cancer tumor. Nobody wants to miss those. So because I already know, certainly if you're over 30, there's a good chance that you're going to see changes on there. And there's the thing, because some people can have a lot of changes that you think, wow, those are really arthritic knees. And I've seen that where a gentleman was like, he was told, I've been told I'm going to have to need a knee replacement and because I've got arthritis. And what it was actually bursitis from the what he did at on the block, actually. We treated that, Bob's your uncle, away he goes. So those x-rays that looked pretty grim for arthritis wasn't actually the arthritis that was causing him pain. That being said, I can get x-rays where you think, oh, you know, you can sort of see a hint of some arthritis there. Yeah, it's probably there. Because x-rays show bones and where the cartilage is, it doesn't show up. It shows as a space. And so then we go, oh, okay, all right. And then some of them can have quite a bit of arthritic changes. Now we've got ingenious things called MRIs. And the more ingenious our imaging is, and the more fine detailed the results we can get lumps and bumps on the outside as we get older. I call them wrinkles. As we get older, we get wrinkles. Now we have ingenious imaging that's good enough to see the wrinkles on the inside. And there's a lot of people with meniscus tears because they've been out there running around doing their life, and that may or may not actually be the cause of the pain. So it's so crucial someone gets a really good, thorough history of what brings on the pain and what's involved, and hands-on assessment of that knee to really determine what the cause of the pain is. And sometimes that takes a little bit of like private investigating work to really nut it out if someone's just a little bit not your typical presentation, and that happens. But most of them are very bread and butter, and we can come with a very clear indication of whether we're looking at a meniscus that's causing us repeated problems or whether it's arthritis. It's not uncommon to have both. The other thing I want to throw in there is one of the best things for arthritis, I think most people also know, is don't carry extra weight. Because it becomes a vicious cycle, your knees get sore, you're not as physically active, you get heavier, sore. There's a study where they took poor little bunnies that had pristine knees and did something cruel that I won't go into, that weakened them around their joints. And then 6 months later, they did something even meaner and looked at their knees and found that with weakness around the knee joint and nothing else aside from that, they developed severe arthritis. Now, they went on to do a human trial, and of course, they did the opposite. They were quite kind. And they had people with significant and severe arthritis and gave them a program to strengthen, so to stretch out the knee, to take the pressure off the kneecap, to strengthen all around the knees, and to get something called proprioception, a sense of balance, to know how to contract and keep you in alignment. Really simple exercises you can do at home. You don't need to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that study showed they had so improved function and comfort more than I could ever achieve with prescribing morphine or an opiate. That's how powerful movement is when it comes to your joints. So there's a GLAD program out there that physios do. Love to see a physio that would do it in the Riverland because I'd inundate them with people. Otherwise, I'm giving a version of it, a simpler version of it, when people come to see me, something you can do in your home. So movement is medicine, and that's one of the best things you can do. But if need, there's tablets out there that actually aren't pain relievers that are really effective for osteoarthritis. Of course, then there's pain relief, what we call analgesia. I've been trained in doing some injection therapies that can be helpful. And if these haven't been enough, you know, then there's the orthopedic surgeon. I'm not against surgery, but surgery needs to be the last option because when you go in, you're never going to be 100% because you'll have had to have surgery and you'll have some scar tissue. But there's some times when that's just the direction that's the best way to go.
Well, there you go. Didn't know the knees had so much going on down there.
They are. So there's some people that just do knees, like orthopedic surgeons that just do knees, physios that just do knees. I met a woman in a physio in Melbourne. She just does knees. I have to admit, I think I probably get a little bit bored, but not because I'm bored with knees, but you know, variety is the spice of life.
Yeah.
But it's a bit complicated, but it's ingenious. You know, you got to marvel. You just have to marvel at, you know, the planet, everything on it, how our bodies work. It's, you know, genius.
Movement is the medicine. That's what I got out of this morning. Hey, Dr. Cheryl Wilson, if, as we always say, if something isn't right, well, go and see your GP, huh?